Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. So we've been telling you about the Bandito Festival that is coming, food and music festivals downtown Baton Rouge next Saturday. And in studio with me now, once again, Eric Carnegie, who was a big part, obviously, in putting on Oyster Fest and now Bandito Fest, and the presenting sponsor. We have Blake Williamson from Williamson Eye Center. So first of all, Eric, welcome once again. And thank you very much for putting on such an amazing festival.
Thank you for always helping out.
So tell us a little bit about Bandito Fest. I mean, obviously, we got live music, food. What's this one about?
Bandito came about, no lie, the day after Oyster Fest last year. You know, we saw how Baton Rouge supported not only, you know, a good food festival, but the cause and the nonprofits we attached to there. And I wanted to do something that had a national feel to it. You know, Bandito will always be Baton Rouge. But, you know, from the whole branding, the look of it, it just has that feeling like this is a traveling festival that just happens to be in Baton Rouge. But it's Baton Rouge, you know, and went for the bands that we wanted, the best musicians, songwriters that the music genres have to offer. And I think we hit a grand slam with the lineup we had this year.
Yeah, I agree. So Sunvolt, Old 97s, Bottle Rockets, and Shooter Jennings.
Shooter Jennings. I mean, it is an alt-country dream lineup. And you know, thankfully, once again, as you all know, anything we do, we make these festivals free. And, you know, when we were trying to figure out, we can only make this free with the businesses and the, you know, the sponsorships we get. And when we talked with Blake, I think this was actually Blake's probably dream lineup. You know, it wasn't a hard sell. And it's, you know, every once in a while it's different. You know, I'm a businessman, and every once in a while I get to put on the end of trying to sell something. It's out of my comfort zone. I could tell Blake was 100% on board, and he gets the idea, he gets the brand, he gets everything about it, the lineup I know they loved, and Williamson's already a big part of the community, and this just shows more how much they're committed.
And Dr. Blake Williamson, who's in here literally coming off eye surgery, correct?
About 24 minutes ago, is inside of an eye.
Well, why is it important for Williamson Eye Center to attach themselves to great, you know, local festivals like these?
Well, I mean, I think we're always looking for opportunities to give back, but there's many ways to do that. So I think what struck us different about this is Eric and his team have really created such a cool experience that's going to be surrounding Bandito. And you can already see that they're doing that with their other festivals, but with the chefs that they're bringing in, with the type of acts that they're bringing in, we thought this would be just a really neat experience. Music's always been a part of my life. I'm also a radio DJ on the
side.
That's
right.
That's my like fun thing I do on the side, and I play old blues and old country, so naturally I'm a fan. My father's an artist, he's a painter, so you know the arts have always been a part of us. So in speaking with them, it seemed like a really natural fit for the two of us to come together.
And for a good cause as well. Tell us a little bit about Behind the Line.
Yeah, so I mean, whenever the thing that really stood out besides, you know, the branding and besides the quality of the musicians and the experience that was going to happen was that they were supporting Behind the Line, which essentially is going to be going, all the funds, or many of the funds are going to be going towards supporting the families of fallen officers. And that's something that we at Williamson felt very strongly about and thought that was a fantastic cause. And I think that's what really kind of sold my dad in particular, is that this is a unique group of people that we could support.
Yeah, it's, you know, the festival is to bring attention to everything. We want to put Baton Rouge on the map, but there's some things that you don't realize, you know, there are causes for that support something that's important. Not even the word, you know, these the families who are going through, you can't imagine what they go through, and to be able to put them on a platform as well to bring awareness to that there is there are people out there that are helping these families when something as horrible can happen. I'm sure, you know, next Saturday you'll hear some talks from them, and some of them will be very emotional, but it's stuff that I think, you know, Baton Rouge needs to hear and know, and, you know, people never forget. But to be able to, we obviously support the police in general, but this is another step.
Dr. Williamson, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the, well, what kind of surgery did you just get back from? Can you say? Y'all do LASIK and just about everything.
Yeah. So we really specialize in vision correction surgery. So we do pretty much everything with eye care. We see kiddos. We see patients that are looking for diabetic screens. We have patients who have glaucoma and all that. But what we really specialize in is taking care of patients who no longer prefer to wear contact lenses or glasses, either through laser vision correction like LASIK or refractive cataract surgery. So we've been doing that for about 75 years and having a lot of fun with it. I'm the third generation surgeon there, so joining my family is a whole lot of fun. So we even have a sort of an ophthalmology bend to the t-shirt, the Bandito t-shirt. On the back of it, it's designed after a Snellen eye chart.
Oh, so I saw that. Yeah, that is cool.
The names get smaller as you go down the chart. So we've kind of worked that in together with Eric's designers.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so you can see that t-shirt for the Bandito Fest on their Bandito Fest Facebook page. Dr. Williamson, you want to plug your radio show? You're more than welcome to do so on my show.
Well, we're nothing like 98.1. We're a very small, tiny community station, but we're proud of what we got, and it's 96.9, and it's a listener, it's a total volunteer-based, listener-supported radio station, and our show is called High Cotton and Hill Country, and we're every Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
That's perfect. So you've got to be excited about the lineup, too, for Bandito Fest.
Totally.
Taking place next Saturday, banditofestival.com. Eric, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Not to get on the personal level, but, you know, Dr. Williamson, the shooter connection with your...
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
My son's name is Waylon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I went through a cowboy phase many years ago.
That's awesome.
And I said, if I have a firstborn son, I'm going to call him Waylon.
How old is he now?
He's 4.
My gosh, that's hilarious.
So needless to say, Waylon will be there.
We hope that Waylon gets to meet Shooter.
We'll make that happen. But it just shows, too. It's just, you know, we've talked a little bit at the Oyster Fest stuff and for years to come. And, you know, we've talked about future lineups, and we're going to keep this route on there. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just want Baton Rouge to come out and support everything and just be thankful. But they're going to see something very special next Saturday.
All right. So Eric Carnegie, Dr. Blake Williamson on Bandito Festival. 1 week from this Saturday, June 22nd, you can get your VIP tickets at banditofestival.com and find out more about the festival itself, which is, by the way, absolutely free. So visit banditofestival.com.